So Lent has officially begun now, and it started with Ash Wednesday, when you received the ashes. Did you go to Ash Wednesday service? What happened to the ashes? What happened to the ashes? You got washed away? All right, okay. Yes, and do you remember when you went to Ash Wednesday service, the words that was said by the Ash minister to you? Well, I mean, there's several different formulas, right? But I think we try to use the same formula here this year, and the one we used this year was like the words in the gospel today. Like yes, right? Because sometimes the theme could be, well, remember that you are dust, and you become dust, so you're just dust, right? That's one formula. And the other formula is repent and believe in the gospel. That's the one we use this year. The same words in the gospel today. Repent and believe in the gospel. And now as we are here at the first Sunday of Lent, you know, it's time to do that. It's time to repent and believe in the gospel. Make some kind of a commitment, right? And what's the common thing when Lent approaches? What's like the common topic people talk about? Yeah, what are you going to give up for Lent, right? What are you going to do for Lent, right? And usually the conversation goes something along the lines of, well, I'm going to give up coffee. I'm going to give up sweets. I'm going to give up, this or that. I'm going to do an extra prayer, right? And those are all wonderful things. But I wonder, is that what Jesus did when Lent came around? Is that what Jesus did? Did Jesus say, well, yes, you know, 40 days, 40 nights, so I'm going to give up watching TV, or I mean, they didn't have TV, but maybe I'm going to give up this, I'm going to give that up, say a little extra prayer to my God, the Father. Well, let's look at the gospel. Short gospel, but it's filled with a lot of stuff. Jesus didn't just make a random promise to do random things or do extra prayers. Instead, it says, the first sentence in the gospel today, the Spirit, what? The Spirit drove Jesus to the desert, and he remained for 40 days tempted by Satan. Now, if Jesus, the Son of God, was led by the Spirit to the desert, do you think we will not be led by the Spirit to the desert and be tempted? Right? If that can happen to Jesus, like, of course that's going to happen to us, right? Led by the Spirit to be tempted in the desert. But instead, we resort to making small promises or giving something up, you know, like a little checkoff list. Instead, the second reading says, when we are making a promise as we approach the season of Lent, consider that it is not a removal of dirt from the body, but an appeal to God for a clear conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God with the angels, the authorities, and powers subject to him. And that appeal to God for a clear conscience means recognizing when we are led into the desert by the Spirit, into temptation, and to make a right decision, right? So rather than sometimes, you know, working on, oh, I got this problem, I got that problem, well, consider maybe perhaps Lent, consider focusing on what is the cause or what is the trigger for me to be led into temptation. As we say, our Father prayer all the time, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. What exactly is it that leads me into the desert? What is it that exactly leads me to temptation? Right? I'm pretty sure nobody wants to, you know, commit sin, but we all fall into it. And maybe if we try to avoid the situations that lead us into temptation, or at least recognize these triggers, maybe we can deal with it better, right? What is the desert environment, the spirit, the occasion that leads me to sin, that leads me into temptation, right? For example, you tell your kids, don't play with matches, right? Because if you play with matches, what happens? Yeah, like fire. You're going to burn the house down, right? You don't lead an alcoholic to a liquor store. I mean, that's cruel, right? Because if you do, then he'll fall into temptation, right? More importantly, ask ourselves, what is it, the triggers that leads me to fall into temptation? There are four key triggers, right, that they talk about in the, you know, psychology world. And it's, the acronym is HALT. H-A-L-T. HALT, like stop, right? HALT. H stands for hungry. A stands for angry. L stands for lonely. T stands for tired. These are the four triggers that oftentimes leads us into temptation. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Right? When we experience these four kind of environments, four feelings, we're most likely to be led into the temptation, led into the desert, which oftentimes results in sinning. Right? Well, let's take a look at Jesus. I mean, not in this Gospel of Mark, but in the other temptation narratives in the Gospel of Matthew, it says that when Jesus was blank in the desert, the tempter came to him. And what is that blank? When Jesus was hungry in the desert. That's H. There it is. Right? When Jesus was hungry in the desert, the tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Even Jesus falls into that. When he's hungry, he's tempted. Right? And it is so important that Jesus recognizes this, recognizes that the temptation came from this hunger. And he responds, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. You see that? Right? He recognized the hunger that triggered him to be led by temptation, into temptation. So he responds. If you think about it, and maybe I'm sure there are others too, but most of the time, when we fall into temptation and ultimately sin, it is when we are hungry or angry or lonely or tired. When we are hungry, we tend to fall into the sin of gluttony. Gluttony, or you get greedy. You know, have you ever tried to go grocery shopping when you were hungry? They say don't do that because you're going to buy up the whole store, right? When we're hungry, we tend to fall into the sin of gluttony or greed. And we are angry. When we are angry, we tend to fall into the sin of wrath or the sin of pride, right? When you're angry and you're fighting with somebody, you're arguing with somebody and you don't want to lose, right? And you become irrational and your pride gets in the way. You don't want to lose the conversation. When we're lonely, we tend to fall into the sin of lust, sin of envy. And when we are tired, we tend to fall into the sin of sloth, right? Get lazy. And those are like the seven deadly sins, right? Right? Think of the last time you committed any of these seven deadly sins. Most likely you were hungry or angry or lonely or tired. The triggers that leads us into the desert, that leads us into temptation, right? But imagine, like Jesus, who recognized his hunger in the desert, if we are aware of the times that we are hungry or angry or lonely or tired, and we respond by not falling into temptation, but rather, as what the second reading tells us, an appeal to God. When you are hungry or angry or lonely or tired, you make an appeal to God for a clear conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God with the angels, the authorities, and powers subject to him. Right? And also, that's a key factor right there, right? When you recognize that I'm hungry or angry, lonely or tired, instead of just falling into those sins, you make an appeal to Jesus. And Jesus, help me out. I recognize that I'm hungry. I recognize my anger level kind of boiling up, right? And then you just make an appeal to Jesus and help me out here, right? And also keep in mind that when we do fall into the temptation, right, we have this great gift to help us out as well. Confession. When we do fall into sin, right, you also have confession to be liberated from our faults, from our sins. And this Lent, we have what's called a campaign for all the Catholic churches here in the Diocese of San Jose, County of Santa Clara, and it's called the Light is On campaign, right? And no, I'm not like a Motel 6 commercial, okay? The light will keep the light on for you, okay? But no, this is the Light is On for you to go to confession, right? Or counseling. Every Wednesday nights during Lent, we will have confessions, also with Eucharistic adoration from 6 to 8 p.m. Every Wednesdays, what time? Okay, all right, 6 to 8 p.m. And also, you know that at our parish, we have two other nights for confession as well. So Wednesday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. Friday nights, 7 p.m. till close. All right, and then Saturdays from 3:30 to 5 p.m. So you got three times during every week during Lent. So it's a great opportunity, right? So it's like doing preventive care. It's like taking antibiotics, or is that what you call it? A flu shot, right? It's like taking a preventive care flu shot, asking yourself, well, when are the times that I am led by the Spirit into the desert? It's usually when I am hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. You recognize those times, right? And you make an appeal to Jesus, and you're like, okay, I got to get things, I got to change here, right? But also, when you do fall into temptation, and you do fall into sin, you could also go to confession and to be liberated by your sins. Right? So that's your homework this week. Ask yourself, well, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert. For sure, I too will be led by the Spirit into the desert, into temptation. Well, what exactly is it that leads me into the desert? What are the triggers that leads me into temptation? When was the last time that I was hungry? Well, the last time I was hungry, I did X, Y, Z. Last time I was angry, I did X, Y, Z. The last time I was lonely, I did X, Y, Z. The last time I was tired, I did X, Y, Z. Right? And when we are aware of these triggers, make an appeal to Jesus. And also know that when we do fall into sin, we have confession. The light is on for you to be liberated.